It's Friday and we're dancing like
cool kid.
Cuckoo clock characters in what? Some creepy ass place that people go on European vacations. Happy Christmas, Merry Hanukkah. It is the season officially as indicated by our red patterns. You're wearing, this is my wife, the Brooke Marks. She's really sweet.
Thank you for always remembering to add the. It's cleaner.
That doesn't hold. That's not in the movie The Social Network, which we've seen 700 times because it's your, let's just watch The Social Network movie. I like it.
Good.
This is off to a great start. I've alienated my life partner. It's Christmas season. We represent that with the color red. It is Hanukkah over her shoulder. I don't know, in front of the lamp. Oops, just trust me. Just trust me that there's a menorah. There it is.
You can't really even.
That's it. It's night two for those of you watching when we debut. And also happy fifth harvest of the Valdrani to all our pagan friends.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
What's with the chest hair? Which holiday?
What? You mean the diamond? Just want to share with some people the diamond.
Oh.
That's it. It grows in a diamond. It's inexplicable. Anyways, now you need a drink. Pour yourself one. Wife, what are you wearing? What are you wearing?
What
are you wearing?
Toots? I am drinking a hot cup of white wine.
Good for you.
What do you got?
Thanks for asking. We have a tweet from someone who used to watch this show, Viral Video Film School, coming up later in the show.
Nice.
And I have an Irish coffee.
Oh. Aaron Gabra.
Good for you. We have a lot to talk about. Actually, we don't have that much to talk about. I think since our conversation is always so natural and organic due to our undeniable respect / resentment of each other, that I didn't pick a lot of stories for us to talk about.
Also, this was late last night that you realized that no, you in fact did not book anybody this week for Happy Half Hour. So again, that is why I'm here. That is why I'm always here.
Not sure I want to peel back the curtain on that one, but thanks for sharing some behind the scenes. Do you have any other behind the scenes bits you want to share with people?
Like this is hostile right now. No, I don't.
That is
help.
She's fine. That's a perfect segue into our recurring segment on this show. Stay safe, stay sane. So I'm scratching my back. That's what was happening. I'm a little drunk already. I get a half hour. I get to take post game off so I can start drinking. Anyhow, this is a very important question. A lot of you, I usually on this segment, I ask people, so how are you staying safe and sane? Last time I asked, do you have any advice for people to stay safe and sane? This time, since I knew my wife would be on the show, I asked the question, do you have advice for living with a significant other during quarantine until we get the vaccine, which will allow us to go out and see other people.
Yeah.
And you said, I said, can you come in and read this so I can tweet this and let me know if it's alienating to you? Because it is a plan of mine.
Yeah.
And also I added-
And I laugh.
Okay, yeah.
But I like that you had to ask me. You had to ask approval first before tweeting that.
It'd be weird if it came out and she didn't know. So here's the some responses I got, some earnest responses. This is from MB who says, I spent 24/7 with my husband for 9 months now. I think letting the other person do their own thing goes a long way. Sometimes I need to have alone time and it helps that he understands that without having to explain it.
Yeah, I mean, I feel her pain and you are good about that. Like you don't get offended because that's me. I don't know, you've never asked for alone time. You asked for attention.
Yeah, I come in and just do this. Hi.
This is happening to you now.
Yep.
Yeah, but you don't get sad or like offended that I'm like, okay, it's 1 p.m. I get 45 minutes where you don't open this door.
And I love to
watch The Crown.
She's watched a lot. And I've only seen like a few random scenes of The Crown where it's like, oh, I guess they have a king and queen.
Well, you know history. You know history, so you like know what's happening.
Spoiler alert, Dota Al-Fayed. Anyway, so is that his name?
I have no idea. I'm watching it.
You finished that season too. That's what's so weird. Okay, so the next one, I think of Critical Thinker. Give the gift of a mask with someone else's face printed on it. I don't know. I might not be in the same boat, but I'm definitely on the same body of water. I don't even know what that means. But I totally get the thing. It's like, no, it's not me. It's somebody else.
Yeah, that could work. If it's a full face, like ski mask.
Yeah.
What if it was a full face ski mask of John Krasinski?
It's technically masturbation at that point.
Yikes.
I assume this is all sexual situations.
Yeah.
All right, I've made it weird.
Yeah, you did.
Anyhow, we're gonna move on. Then I asked wrong answers only. I tweeted out wrong answers only, and people came back with this. This is Essie Crescioni, who's been watching for a long time. Is an old current era follower who says, let them know when they're getting a bit plump so they'll stop eating everything in the house.
Good.
That'll go well. Logan Lynn said, hide major purchases from one another.
I do that already. Separate bank accounts.
What do you buy?
That's the first word is hide.
All right, good for you. That was a test. Then there were so many good responses. I just screen capped a whole bunch of them in a row. Mm-hmm. So play Corey Feldman's last album each day at approximately 7 p.m. is one from Tim White. Beatissima says, cook fish in the microwave. Pneumonio says, poop in bed. Cynthia Pizza Johnson says, never wear pants.
I would find that to be funny. All of those things.
You'd seldom wear, you wear pants. You're not technically wearing pants now, you're in a jumpsuit.
Yeah, no, I mean, if you walked around pantless all day, I think that'd be funny. If you just sat here producing pant, like butt naked from here down, I think that'd be really funny.
I could, I have this thing with it, just so no one knows.
Another threat.
I wore the color gray all day today. Yeah. We did Bernie Sanders interviews, and I was like, if Bernie Sanders saw me right now, I am just wearing gray. Like he'd be like, who produces this show? It's a guy in a gray t-shirt, gray pants, and gray socks. I'm still doing most of it.
If he saw your socks, I think you've already done something, you know, something wrong.
There's a lot of holes in my socks. And
if it's Bernie could see enough of you to know that you're wearing socks, we have a problem. So I think you're fine on that. At best, he knew you had a gray shirt on if you didn't put the flannel on over it.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
El Pollo Loco.
Love it. Tasty.
Said this. This one's real close to home. El Pollo Loco says, if they shed like my wife does, putting her hair in piles around the house would go over like gangbusters.
I shed so much. Like when you just lifted your foot up, I was pulling off my hair because these socks like attract the hair.
It's so bad.
I'm sorry. I am stressed. You know how much hair I've lost since then? It's just like handfuls.
It's like, it is insane. I just like, there is just chunks of it. How do you feel about that? I don't have any.
I hate it. I would like for it to stop, but I don't know. Be less stressful when I stop letting, I'll just blame it on you for now on. Like, this is your fault. As I'm just fistfuls at her.
What's your advice to people, right or wrong? Like, what is one way that you know how to annoy me?
I don't want to annoy you. I just want to go away. I just want to remove myself from the bubble of Ehrlich. Sometimes, not always, just sometimes.
If I left.
I don't know how I could annoy you. Well, no.
You don't. You're not annoying. I'm annoying. Oh, I'm annoying.
But that's more of
like I could do this.
Me being
I could do this and it would drive you nuts.
I know this is a test, so I'm not. All right. Okay.
There's like things I know to do that would annoy you.
Yeah.
I do them all the time.
I thought this segment was like how to, you mean wrong answers.
Wrong answers. Yeah. Do you have advice for staying sane actually?
Oh, okay, wrong answer only would be I start showing you my harmonica skills. You hate it when I try to play your harmonica because I don't know how to play it.
She doesn't
you
do hate it right. It. Yeah, fair enough. All right, so I hope that everyone out there takes this advice to heart. You should follow us at HHH on TYT to get in on all this good stuff. And we got to take a break. When we come back, we have a new spin on an old favorite here on the Happy Half Hour. Yeah. play this. Look at the face she's making. She's over it.
I'm just sympathizing for poor Alex and Brandon over here.
Brandon's checked out.
They have to deal with you week in and week out.
That is true.
Sign up for this.
All right. So normally on What the F is Happening Here, we start out by showing you something like a close up or something strange. And then you have to guess what the F is happening here. That wasn't going to work because we're in the same room. And even though you wouldn't cheat by looking, I didn't want to have to tempt you like that. This is just a story that has me asking, what the F is going on in the world?
Okay.
I don't know if you saw this, but essentially there is a scientist claiming that there are aliens that are talking to the leaders of the free world. And who better to tell us that than Shep Smith from CNBC?
Have you heard about the aliens? We've been communicating with beings from another world for years now, obviously, but leaders have kept it a secret. CNBC cannot confirm. But that is the word from a former Israeli space security chief, a respected professor, retired general. The man's name is Chaim Eshed. He says we've signed agreements between species and have an underground base in the depths of Mars, as he put it, where the American astronauts and the alien representatives all, you know, whatever. We have contracts to do experiments there, he says. They're interested in us and we in them, the Galactic Federation.
So there's a Galactic Federation. They're doing whatever in a pit in Mars, which all sounds like sexual euphemisms.
Yeah, yeah, that was my favorite part. You know, doing whatever.
I didn't realize how much I missed Shep Smith. Shep Smith was the guy on Fox who used to occasionally be like, what the hell is going on around me? I don't get it. And everyone here is nuts. And then he got fired. Or he quit, I forget. But so they say there's aliens.
Yeah.
Would you like to know more?
Yeah. Yeah,
so there's a guy named Chaim, and he was a very high ranking person in the Israeli Space Force or whatever. And so this is, as it was reported in the Jerusalem Post, if this is true, this would coincide with US President Donald Trump's creation of the Space Force, though it is unclear how long this sort of relationship, if any, has been going on between the US and its reported extraterrestrial allies. Aaron Reich reports, if I had come up with what I'm saying today, 5 years ago, this is in the words of the general himself, I would have been hospitalized. Today, they're already talking differently. I have nothing to lose. I've received my degrees and my awards. I am respected in universities abroad where the trend is also changing. Do you believe this?
Yeah, this is the kind of like QAnon crazy that I am, where I'm like, aliens, man, they're out there and they're meeting. But because I was on for the episode when you did the like Space Force thing, like guess which logo was correct. And then I said that the scariest thing about it is that like Trump made it and like he has access to like government secrets now. So like why? Like what does he know? And you know, I believe this guy. I don't care. Call me crazy.
Do you think they show Trump the actual secrets, or do you think they're like making it up and being like, he definitely showed up and asked? He's like, all right, I'm president.
Ding dong, I want to give me the alien news.
Yeah, it's like, sir, do you want to learn about, do you want our global threat assessment? Do you want to find out the poverty rate in America? He's like, nope, show me the aliens.
Yeah.
Do we probe their butts or do they probe our butts?
Both. What if it was both?
That's what's happening in the cave in Mars.
Yeah, reciprocal.
Nick Pope, British Ministry of Defense, is kind of pushing back a little bit. He says either this is some sort of a practical joke or publicity stunt to help sell the book of Chaim, perhaps with something having been lost in translation or someone in the know is breaking ranks.
Wait, those are two different things.
Yep. Nick, sir, you should have stuck with the lost in translation thing.
I don't know, this guy is either lying or knows something.
I like that his, it would be great. Because the story that comes to mind as to what might have happened is there's someone who doesn't really speak Hebrew translating this to this guy. And it's all based on like kind of racist Jewish grandparents being like, when they're talking about like illegal immigrants or something,
oh my God,
like, there's aliens. There's aliens. I just know how to say aliens. And this guy is just finding that out.
Mars is a weird one though. Like, I don't know, there's not too many ways to misinterpret the word Mars bunker.
Yeah, I don't know. Eric W. Davis, an astrophysicist who worked as a subcontractor and then a consultant for the Pentagon UFO program since 2007, said that in some cases, examination of the materials of aircraft that they were tasked with investigating so far failed to determine their source and led him to conclude we couldn't make it ourselves. So this is someone who worked for the US. So we have someone from Israeli intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
We have someone from American UFO intel, and you should look at, there's an old article from the New York Times, and we can't use the photo because we don't have rights to it. But the guy who is in charge of looking up UFOs looks nothing like what you'd expect. It's not the guy in Independence Day going, "Release me."
That's what I expect him to look like.
It is a man who looked like a Harley Davidson was struck by lightning and came to life.
If I don't get that picture off stream, I'm gonna scream.
Fuck up these aliens. Fuck them up. So do you think there's a, I mean, yes. So tell me more about your crazy QAnon alien theories.
I just think that they exist. I've always thought they exist because they have to. It's less crazy QAnon and more like scientific probability, like mathematic probability.
I'm gonna say something that makes it, that's, it's either I read a lot or I just watch The Cosmos with Neil deGrasse Tyson. It's the latter. There was a moment when there's a story of how a bunch of the best minds in the world were having lunch as they typically do. And they had this discussion about the probabilities. And they're like, either there is a Galactic Federation monitoring us and waiting for the perfect moment for us to prove ourselves so they can say, okay, you just discovered quantitrons. And before you blow up the entire universe, I need to stop you and give you more secrets that are more fun than quantitrons. Or as soon as a species gets advanced enough to travel that far, they also have the technology to kill themselves.
Yeah.
And that's what they do instead.
Yeah. Well, one, I watched Ancient Aliens, so I know that the aliens have visited us a really long time ago and gave us all the mathematics and tech know-how.
Yep.
So obviously that's true. I believe Ancient Aliens way more than I probably should. And B, I watched a TED talk one time where they said that if we ever do find a planet with intelligent life, then it's likely to be like a planet of robots because the technology is going to outlive us.
I'd love that. As long as they were smarter than Alexa, shut up. Or to go F herself, and she got angry with me. Also, if you have an Alexa, ask her what night of Hanukkah it is and or when Hanukkah starts, and just listen to the tone, because I think she's a little anti-Semitic. We got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to show you the best thing ever of the week. Now that's a bumper. All right, the best thing ever of the week comes from Colonel Sanders and his mix of herbs and spices, which are hopefully as delicious as Mario Lopez. I want to show you something that made the rounds. It is this tweet from Jin Saku. Lifetime's releasing a horny KFC movie starring Mario Lopez as Colonel Sanders. I will never recover. It looks like it's called A Recipe for Seduction. It is a Lifetime original mini movie. Sounds like it's a sketch.
Is this real?
This is real. If you're, so here's what's amazing. The movie is a co-production between Lifetime Movies and Kentucky Fried Chicken. And it's 15 minutes long. It debuts December 13th. We're gonna show you this 1 minute trailer, which is 1/15th the length of the entire movie. Enjoy.
What the hell are you doing?
A Lifetime original mini movie.
You don't answer my proposal, and now you're not answering my call.
I think I'm falling for the new chef.
Jessica is falling for Harley.
The cook? Leave Jessica alone and skip town.
He has a secret recipe that's gonna change the world.
Harlan claims to have some secret recipe.
A secret recipe? Spare me.
We all have our secrets. If you marry my daughter, I promise there'll be more long weekends in your future.
Mom, I have to tell you something.
We have a problem.
Secret's out, Chicken Man. I'll take care of this.
He's ruining everything!
Just kill him already!
Who the hell are you? Harlan Sanders, the new chef.
Mario Lopez is Colonel Sanders in A Recipe for Seduction. Premieres December 13th at noon, only on Lifetime. Presented by Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah, I think it must be presented by Kentucky Fried Chicken.
It's not funny. They're not like ironic, like making a joke about themselves. It's serious.
It doesn't seem to be funny the way that Airplane is funny. Like, I don't think they're going to be ridiculous bits. I think they collectively determined that 15 minutes is about as much time you have before you go, I'm out, I'm done.
Oh, I'm sure the plot line is rich. 15 minutes.
I mean,
with spray painted white hair on Mario Lopez. Is he even a colonel?
I don't know.
They're not going to give the backstory about his time at war.
He has secrets. Yeah, he just has war scars. I love it. In this little bit where we're in a pool, we're in a mansion, he's getting stabbed.
Why is Colonel Sanders buff?
Well, this isn't the only time that that's happened. What do you think is the funniest part about this?
We all have secrets.
No. The funniest thing about this is that it premieres at noon.
I didn't even notice.
This movie comes out December 13th at midday and it lasts 15 minutes.
Well, that's when you're hungry for fried chicken, right? They want you to have enough time to think about ordering fried chicken after watching this.
There is a very real chance that that actually came up in their meetings.
Yeah, well, they don't want to show it at 7 because by the time the movie's over, it's, 7:15. I forget that it's 15 minutes. I thought you were gonna say an hour, like a mini movie.
Yeah, by the time it's over, it's essentially the same time that it started.
But yeah, no, like 12:15. Think about it for another 10 minutes before you go pick up KFC. So now it gives you lunch and dinner options. They probably were like, let's hit them. They probably would have done it at breakfast.
They basically said, Lifetime, what you got opened?
Is that what you think?
Well, we have a lunch rush at 1, so. Let's do 12. This is not the only time that the colonel has been sexualized by outside a very specific community just
I know
attracted
coming,
to the conventional Colonel Sanders. You know what's coming.
I know what's coming and I'm so ready for it. Go ahead.
So Beth has tweeted, in light of the news about Mario Lopez playing a sexy Colonel Sanders Lifetime movie, I think this would be an excellent time to inform people that a KFC dating sim exists called I Love You Colonel Sanders. It has a trailer that we will show you. I downloaded this on Steam. You can play it. It is free. What?
I have heard of this now that I'm seeing it. Is there music on this?
There's music. It's exactly the music that you would assume it is. It's like dinga 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 dinga. He is feverishly chopping. Welcome to the most delicious dating simulator ever created. Do you have what it takes to be the business partner and win the heart of the most famous chicken salesman of all time? Play to find out. Go ahead. Colonel Sanders is waiting. And for some reason, like, there's gameplay where you try to not only become a great chef, but also find love. And really, that's the work-life balance we should all strive for.
Mm-hmm. Is this Japan that did this?
Hi. Here is an actual still from the gameplay. There is a corgi. It's a dog. And it's also a chef.
Great.
And I'm terrified who the photo is over his shoulder. Professor Dog is his name. Steps in to settle the class down and set some ground rules. No one's in that class, I hate to tell you. And then let's look at the sexy Colonel Sanders. Get your hand out of your pocket, bud.
Oh, shoot. I'm into this Colonel Sanders.
What do you like about him?
I like his anime hair. It's like the hair's not white because he's old. It's white because he's like kawaii.
Because he's steep.
You know? he's doing the glasses. I don't know. I'm into this one. I would rather do cartoon anime Colonel Sanders than Mario Lopez.
Why?
So many reasons.
What's wrong with Slater?
I mean, he just looked like a weird buff old man. Like, but like he was doing old man cosplay. Yeah, thank you for showing this again. I hate to look at that hair. Oh, you want to run your hands through spray paint hair?
Who doesn't? I love. There's a proud tradition. Amazing. So I love those two things. I'm going to spend some time this weekend. I didn't have time today. I'm going to spend time this weekend playing this dating sim and checking it out. And again, it is free. It is free. This is the deal of a lifetime. December 13th, you should both watch that movie and play I Love You, Colonel Sanders. It's going to be amazing. There's a proud tradition, I'd be remiss if I did not bring up, of fast food chains and shameless product placement movies. Mm-hmm. None better than Mac and Me.
I loved Mac and Me, but it creeped me out as a child, but I watched it so many times.
That creeped you out?
Yeah, they're all weird and like skinny and naked and like long arms and they're like,
whoa. You're so ableist.
What?
The best part about Mac.
What do you mean?
For those not familiar with Mac and Me, could you please describe the movie?
Oh God, I was literally, last time I saw it, I was probably 9 years old, but I know they loved drinking like milkshakes from McDonald's or sodas and they like French fries. I know it was like they liked that, but they're aliens and the kid is, oh.
There are scenes in McDonald's and him drinking Coke, like exactly what you're talking about.
The dance scene in McDonald's.
The reason they love Coca-Cola so much is because the only thing that crappy latex mask can facilitate is something the size of a straw.
Or a French fry, do a French fry.
But like
just suck on a burger.
Why'd you bring me to McDonald's, asshole? I can't eat anything. Could you please put this in the blender so I could drink my McChicken?
Oh, that movie is traumatizing.
So traumatizing, so fantastic. That's all the time we have, my dear.
Oh no.
So now it's back to us silently sitting in different parts of the apartment. Like God intended.
We text.
You slack me now, which is horrifying.
I do slack him now.
All right. If you're watching on Friday, stay tuned later on tonight. We got Common Room. She'll be back. Smaestron and Adiana will be joining for Common Room.
That's going to be weird.
Twitch. Yeah, Will. I cannot wait.
Yeah. It's in like, what, 45 minutes from the moment this is happening to them?
About that. Twitch.tv/TYT. 6 p.m. on Fridays, and that's Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern. Thank you so much for watching. Follow us, HHH, on TYT.
No.
The Brooke Marks, if you want to. She's all over the Twitch, so she's all over the Twitch in the caves on Mars. Thanks for watching. See you next time. All right, there's some breaking news legislatively. Is there a new law making it so that people can make their way through COVID? No. Is there a new law making your life materially better in any way? No. Congress is actively taking things away from you, your God-given rights. As reported by roll call, the House, in a 272 to 114 vote Thursday, passed legislation known as the Big Cat Public Safety Act, which would ban private ownership of big cats such as tigers, lions, leopards, cheetahs, jaguars, or cougars. And by that, they do mean 39-year-old moms. The measure, stupid. The measure would make it illegal. I don't know, it's slightly older than me. The measure would make it illegal for someone to breed or own big cats without an animal exhibition license from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, but would grandfather in current owners if they register with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and abide by federal regulations. There's a lot to unpack. First of all, fish and wildlife aren't fish wildlife. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, that's weird. Maybe it's like land and sea.
Fish are pretty tame. I don't want people to think, because fish, they mind their biz.
Yeah, that's weird.
Sharks are fish, wildlife.
That's weird.
That's stupid. Anyways, so the question is, what do you think about this, which is literally being called the Tiger King law?
Really?
Yeah.
But wouldn't he be one of the ones that's exempt from that? Because he had the licenses, I assume he had licenses.
It seems like they're trying to prevent more Tiger Kings from declaring independence and starting their own kingdom.
So who is it that's not allowed? Because didn't it say something like, you know, you can't have a cat unless you have this license.
Yeah.
But like, I thought that all along, like, cause you hear about like people in like fuck town, wherever, sorry, that that just has like a puma in his backyard.
Yeah.
And I always assumed that they had to get some kind of certification for that first.
It seems like there is a black, it depends on different states have different rules. Mm-hmm. I assume Florida has none.
Yeah.
Arkansas, I'm sure they're like, listen, pick an Ozark, we're not gonna bother you. But I feel like California, like you can't have ferrets. I don't know why, but there's like a whole thing about ferrets that was like a law.
Maybe because they're creepy little shits.
It was like, you're almost a cat.
Ugh, it's like a long rat cat. Ugh, I hate it. It's too long.
I like discovering new things about you.
No, you know those animals in Mexico, those Cotamundis.
Cotamundis, yeah.
They're too long. Ugh.
Those things are fucking adorable.
Yes, I like this though, because I don't like the Tiger King. I'm sorry if that is divisive, but, and I don't like Carol Baskin. Cause yeah, that's, I mean, all they're doing, like all the stuff that they showed in that, where it's like they're like making 10 grand off of letting people pet these tigers, and they were, I think they were killing the tigers when they got too big because they were like just kind of a,
yes, that is,
they
ate all
too much. They weren't cute anymore. Yes,
right.
Get rid of that. I don't understand why we have, unless it's like a like big sanctuary somewhere that has.
For a, yeah.
I feel like sanctuaries should be non-profit.
Yes, I feel like sanctuaries, it should mimic the normal like habitat for the animals.
Yeah.
A little bit, and not just be like, well, we're keeping this tiger alive, you're welcome, in a tiny, tiny cage.
Anytime big cats and like sequins.
Are you trying to pluralize the shiny little
sequins,
thing?
Sequins, yeah. Like,
yeah, big cats.
Anytime they get too close together.
So if a big cat gets too close to a sequin?
Yeah. Like Joe Exotic had like real sparkly shit, and like Siegfried and Roy and like any circus, and just no.
So as you are trying to declare.
That's the rule.
As you're trying to apply for this permit through the Fish and Wildlife Service,
they're going to ask, how many sequin tops do you own?
Bring out the wardrobe. My God. Well, I just, this is a public service announcement for anyone who's trying to start a giant cat farm. It got a little bit more difficult.
Good.
Which is definitely a good thing.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time on Happy Half Hour.
Wait, what do you think about it?
It's too late.
No, I wanted to cut it.